Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Karen Kerrigan. An original member, a founding member of our Brain Trust. She was with me in December of 97 for the first time, and she's never left us. She's always been an abiding supporter of ours, and we would not want to celebrate our 14th anniversary show week without her. Karen, thanks again for hanging out with us. Folks, she's the president of Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. A pound for pound, no organization does more for small business than she and her organization does. Please support them. Find them at sbecouncil.org. Go there and use their website. Use the information that they provide. The chief economist, Ray Keating, does a wonderful job with a lot of different reports. And support them, folks. They can use your help, because they're fighting hard for you, including representing America at the Global Entrepreneurship Week that you went to Singapore for. Karen, tell us about that.
Oh, yes, Jim. Right at the beginning of November, I attended the Global Entrepreneurship Forum. I've been a member of the World Entrepreneurship Forum. I've been a member since 2008, went to the big forum event in November, in Singapore, actually, and it was great to be in the number one ranked place to do business in the world, because, as you know, the World Bank Ease of Doing Business, what ranks them as number one, as well as other studies that rank these things. And tremendous being there, meeting with the people. I, you know, met with folks that I've known for a long time, and also had the opportunity to moderate a public workshop at Nanyang University with students and the public.
Wow.
And my panelists included the founder and former chairman of Lenovo, which is the big Chinese
They bought the PC
number
business
two
from IBM.
In the world. They did, and were able to successfully merge the cultures and IBM. So it was interesting to hear about his experiences from an entrepreneur, because he started that company to become the second largest computer maker in the world, and engaged with the audience about entrepreneurship and what needs to be done to encourage entrepreneurship around the world and innovation. Very exciting, and crowdfunding, what we talked about in the previous session, came up repeatedly throughout the forum as a way that what we need to do to unlock the power and leverage of crowdfunding to bring that to more people. And for the most part, government gets in the way, and that's what we're trying to do.
Well, third world countries have the precedent of the Grameen funding.
Right, the microfinancing.
They've got the precedent, a little bit of a foundation there for that. So I'm glad you had a good time there. I thank you for representing us there. It's exciting to me, Karen, to see entrepreneurship taking flight around the world. And if you remember, Karen, when you were here, but way back in the last millennia, I was talking about, and you were with me when we were saying this, the 21st century is going to be the century. We said it in those days. It is going to be, and it has now become, the century of the entrepreneur, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely, it has. And it things could even get better if they have access to capital, if government does get in the way. And, Jim, let me just say, if people, this whole crowdfunding thing is really important to SBE Council, and we need to get it through the Senate. It passed the House 400, with over 400 votes. There is a Senate bill. We need to work on that. It lowers the investment threshold from $10,000 to $1,000. That's not enough. And it includes some other regulatory stuff that we don't like.
Right.
But if people can call their senators, 202-224-3121, urge them to pass H.R. 2930, the House passed crowdfunding bill. I mean, this will be tremendous for entrepreneurs. Obviously, a lot more needs to be done in terms of tax reform, tax stability, regulatory reform. But, gosh, if all these entrepreneurs with great ideas have access to capital, imagine what can happen in our economy, just by providing them with the fuel that they need.
It could really be a big deal. Karen, if we've got less than a minute, give us a 45-second opinion of whether you think the big super committee is going to come up with anything Monday. Are they going to fail?
Oh, gosh. Well, you know what? I think they're going to come up with something. And, you know, we sort of heard, I've been hearing and watching the news in terms of this something that they're going to come up with. And, you know, but the something that they come up with may in fact be a failure, because what we're hearing is, you know, coming up with something that punts, you know, the issue and just develops sort of a framework for Congress.
I never liked the idea of a super committee, Karen.
I didn't either. Because basically they're going to be punting it back to Congress, and that's where it should be in the first place, right? So we sort of come full circle on this whole issue.
We've got 12 people. We've elected 535 people to run our government. Why are we delegating that to 12? I never understood that.
And you know what? That's what the super committee ultimately is going to say. And
I think that's
what my guess is.
Hey, Karen, thanks for 14 great years. We'll see you next time.
You bet, Jim.
Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. She'll be back. I will be too after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.